Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Rambles. I actually started on, a few seconds late. I'm still working on, I've been working on this for almost 3 years. Anyway, as you can tell, today's episode is twice as long as my previous episodes, and there's a reason. I have a lot of stuff to talk about. And other episodes I have just, like, hence the name Rambles, just rambled on and on and on and on and kept on talking. So I'm like, between the fact that I have stuff to talk about and I go on and on and on, I'm like, okay, let me attempt to do a 30-minute episode. So, yeah. So you've got 30 minutes of me talking. Today's episode, as you know, is about fear. A fear rod. Fear rods are not fun, and as somebody who has my share of anxieties, yeah, they suck. Yeah, I said it. They're not fun, and fear has its place. It's a perfectly logical emotion. According to Google, yes, I Googled the meaning of the word fear. Fear can be a noun or a verb. The noun is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone is dangerous, likely to cause pain, or a threat. The verb is to be afraid of someone or something as likely to be dangerous, painful, or threatening. Fear has is a perfectly legitimate emotion, just like any other emotion you have. The problem is, and yeah, there is that FDR quote, and frankly, I feel like a little bit topic another day. Anyway, the thing with fear, he always liked to say, was the only thing you have to fear is fear itself. I don't think that's true. In the real world, there are perfectly logical fears. Some of those fears are based on preconceived bias and prejudice and selection, which I will call tigers. Perfectly rational. You know, a hungry tiger is scary because they eat meat. And humans are meat, even though, that's what muscle is. We are animals with muscle, so, yeah. Animals like tigers will eat us. There's also the preconceived, if you got bit by a spider, perfectly rational, you'd have a fear of spiders. And perfectly rational, you'd have a fear of cars, because it's based on your perceived bias and prejudice. But the thing with fear is there. It has a reason. It keeps you from doing silly stuff. Like, if you didn't have fear, or if nobody had fear, jumping in front of a gun, jumping in front of a train, that's what fear keeps you from doing. The problem is, and I'm going back to it, when fear drives, fear should be the child in the back seat. You, as the rational person, should be the person driving. And when fear is capable of running the car, that is a problem. Also, I want you guys to know this episode is not a recap of fear of my 8th episode from 2014 called Fear of Greatness. This is about how fear should not drive you, not what causes. And, I mean, I delve into what causes fear because, I just gave you the definition a few minutes ago. But, yeah, this is a whole different show about fear. But if you'd like, it is listed. You can go back and listen to my episode about fear of greatness. So, yeah. And also, fear keeps you from deciding to jump into a pool of sharks or the ocean with sharks. Yeah, they're pretty. They're fascinating. Maybe it's because I'm like, they stay over there. That's where the sharks stay. They're very pretty in pictures. They're a very fascinating animal. I don't want to be alone with them. That's my fear. It keeps me from possibly, it narrows down my likelihood of being bitten by a shark. Yes, it does. But, yeah. So those are like sporadic fears. The chronic fears are the people who, for example, have a fear of leaving their house because the world is scary. It's like, yeah, everything is scary. It's true. I mean, you can die at home. My mom, my bio mom, not my surrogate mom, home when she died. It happened. And yeah, it sucked. And, you know, another topic, another day. But when you let fear drive to the point where you can't function or you make irrational decisions, that is a problem. It is a very, it keeps you from living your life. Here's the thing, and I've learned this past year. Who, what, when, where, and how? Well, I learned when I was working for newspapers because I did print. 6 questions to your life and death. It's like, okay, who? I. What? Will die. When? Whenever my time is up. How? I have no idea. Why? Like, overpopulation, you know, I serve my purpose, it really is a waste of me. Now, once you serve your purpose, it's like, okay, whatever. Who, what, when, where? I have no idea. Maybe on Earth. Maybe I'll win $1 billion and go into space. How? Okay. Well, yeah, I've got 4 out of 6 of those questions answered, and that's how you have to live. But that doesn't mean you jump into the, to be reckless with it. Because that's just really, no. This will be the poster child of fear. I'm not telling my listeners who to vote for. I know who I won't be voting for. But I will say, please do not vote based on fear. That is the worst thing. There, if you don't like Trump or you don't like Clinton, look up other ones. Or if all else fails, do what I put down your pet. That's what I was thinking of doing with my friend's pet. He's right here. He's my co-host. And he's not really paying attention. He was, like, giving himself a bath because he's, like, a mini pincher. But the U.S. Constitution says 35 years of age and a U.S. citizen. You can put down the fish. You can put down the animal you got at the shelter. You can actually hear something. Research other candidates. There are other parties, but make sure this election, oh, I don't want to vote for that. I don't like her because she's a killer. I don't like him because he's homophobic or, yeah. And frankly, I have my own theories about this election, but both candidates are running on fear. Clinton is fear of Trump. I am not Trump. I am not this drunk guy. I'm not this possibly mentally ill Cheeto Jesus. I'm better. His is, you need to fear the Muslims. You need to fear the Mexicans. You know, they're stealing our job. He really, that sounds like a South Park episode. And it's like, but the people in the North and the Southwest stole their land. They're just getting it back. And Muslims, every religion has their extremes. I mean, if you want to be like that, maybe other countries shouldn't invite Christians in because of, you know, KKK, whole Catholic Church. And yes, Catholicism is Christianity. It is based on the original Catholic is the Latin word for universal. But the hundreds of years of religious wars that I cannot think of the name of, and I don't have them in my notes. The conquista, I can't think of it. I don't know why. But anyway, so people could look at Christianity under the same microscope. Almost every major religion has killed somebody. Yes, there are a few extremists, but you're putting all of them. And you're not saying anything about non-colored illegals. Like, what about the illegals from Slovakia? What about the illegals from Canada? What about illegals from England? Because, you know, the whole Brexit thing and they're wanting to come up. Well, that's crazy. It would take a lot for the British pound to be worth less than a dollar. Maybe that happened during World War II. I don't know. I was alive then. And I'm not sure if my grandma really cared because she was a black woman in the South. But, like, yeah, black woman in the South. I don't think she really cared. I don't know if she cared or not. I never asked her. But anyway, His is based on fearing non-Caucasian people. Hers is based on, I will save the world from this psychotic Cheeto Jesus. That doesn't, yeah. Between those two, not the best way to make votes. I also look at fear like a change in the quote from Lady Heather from CSI. Yes, I'm quoting CSI. It was a good show. Except for when I didn't like it when they put Lawrence Fishburne on. It's like, Lawrence Fishburne good, CSI good together. Not really. And then the fact that they had the whole Nate Haskell thing, I was like, anyway. If you watch the episode Pirates of the Third Reich, when Lady Heather's daughter dies, Lady Heather turns around and sleeps with the man who kidnapped her daughter. Most moms wouldn't do that, but she had a reason to do it. And the reason actually made sense, and so does this quote from her. She said, because Catherine asked her, like, how could you sleep with the man who's suspected of killing your child? Because Catherine, if you don't know, was also a mom. And Lady Heather told her point blank. Or maybe, I gotta rewatch that episode. But anyway, she was telling somebody asked her, and Lady Heather responded in a perfectly rational way. She said the rage was stronger than the disgust. And there's a lot of, and to be honest, rage is passion, so it is an easy act to do. But anyway, you can look at that as fear. The other emotions have to be stronger than fear. For example, if you want to become successful and start a company that takes over Fox News, I don't know. If you want to be the new head of Hearst Publishing and buy up Fox, your desire to rule has to be stronger than that fear of rejection. That fear is there. It's like any other thing. Some people, I don't know, I mean, there may be some anomalies in the world without it, but that desire for success to be stronger than that fear. And as somebody, like I said, I'm somebody who has a lot of fears, anxieties, and yeah, I do. I'm a share of them. But it should not drive you. No, you'll never. It's hard to be successful when that is taking over. It's unpleasant. And according to a meditation class I went to, fear, pain, which is according to that definition I gave earlier, the belief that something is there is pain. Pain is the only thing that will put you back in the moment. And yeah, the moment sucks. Everybody knows it. Nobody likes bad moments. You're supposed to learn. You only like them when they're over and you get something good out of it. It's like getting a shot. You only like it when you don't get sick. You only like it if your parents give you ice cream or whatever. But, yeah, that's the thing. Please do not let fear rule. And also, I am going to quote Ted Cruz. Since the elections are coming up, vote your conscience. If your conscience feels like putting you for Trump, if it feels like going for Clinton, that's your conscience. If it feels like I'm going to go for Jill Stein, okay, that is your right. If you are able to vote, do it. Make sure it is a rational vote with your conscience and with somebody who you believe in. This is a right. People have, don't have, so please use it. And off my fear stuff, I've got some other things to talk about. Becky, no Spanol. Yeah, I'm not sure if you guys were reading the news. It was in The Guardian and a couple other papers about Tracy Rosner. She was a teacher in Florida who does not speak Spanish. That confuses me too. How can you be that isolated to the point where you don't even know the language in a place where that mostly speaks that language? I'd be like, you know, coming to America and not speaking English. And I mean, I get it because there's British English. I'm sure. But it's like no English. Like, shouldn't you learn the language? I don't even know if she was born there. Anyway, she is a teacher in Miami-Dade County. And she is suing because she's saying her race is preventing her from getting the job. She's white and she doesn't speak Spanish. She wants to teach in an extended foreign language program, a track that allows students to learn a language other than English for an hour a day. My high school has college prep, which let's face it, look at how the value of a college degree, another topic, another day. But my teachers knew the language. I mean, the college prep we had, you had to take 2 years of a foreign language. How can you teach a language if you don't know the language? How can you teach a language in a place where the language is common and you not know the language? That was not bright. Not bright. And my co-host is here like, I think even he knows that was like, what is with this woman? But suing because that's what she believes. And for some reason, her lawyers are co-signing to this. Your job is knowing this. That would be like, okay, I'm going to apply for a job as a secretary, but I don't type. And then, okay, so the politically correct people, I'm applying for an administrative job, but I don't type. What? Really? Stop. And she's saying she could have been given the position had another teacher teach the Spanish components. As somebody who has friends who work in school systems, and maybe it was the rich part of the Miami-Dade County, but most school systems are broke. There have been articles, school systems are broke. Why would they pay two teachers for one class? I mean, look at how much over the ratio of students to teachers. They don't even have teachers for what they need, and you expect them to hire another teacher to only teach an hour of something. Why not just get another teacher to teach all of it and leave you where you are? You knew you weren't qualified. I took a biology class. That does not mean I can sue because a hospital won't make me a doctor. It's like, but I'm qualified. I'm female and you're separate and you're denying the whole affirmative action thing. I should be hot. No, I don't have the qualifications. Poor bird is not silly for saying that because she's just wasting the taxpayers' money for paying her because let's face it, you're hiring a whiny incompetent teacher. She's wasting, who's paying her lawyers? Because teachers don't make that much money. And her lawyers, now this is according to theguardian.com, this is what her lawyer said. She was denied the job because of her race and national origin as a non-Hispanic individual who was not a fluent and native Spanish speaker. You don't have to be you're in Florida. You're, you know, Little Havana. I was just like, it wasn't because of your race. It's just you were not qualified. I'm in shock, and that's why I'm just like, so like, whatever. And I put this on there because I thought it was interesting. Most people take a foreign language class. If you wanted the job, learn the language. I had a class, I knew somebody I worked with. They had taken Spanish in school, in college. They applied for the job. They said, yeah, I speak Spanish. Their Spanish was rusty. You know what they did? They studied. And that's what she could do. Take the job and study. Take a Spanish class. Refresh it. But don't waste people's time and money. And since your name is like a Google away, what other school in Florida will want to hire who is like that? Honestly, I looked up this case, and a part of me is wondering, for Miss Becky Nospagnol, is she related to Abby with the bad grades? For those who don't know who Abby with the bad grades is, Abby with the bad grades is Miss Abby Fisher, who sued the University of Texas because she didn't get in. And she was like, her dad's friend, you see that whole connection thing, volunteered to be her lawyer, and the case went to the Supreme Court. She is saying, was saying, that she did not get in because she, because of affirmative action. Other people with lower grades than me got in. There were 47 other people who got in. I think it was 47, 49. But why didn't I get in? Because you weren't qualified. But 47, like, but those other 47 were white. 47 of the people who got in over her were white. It wasn't race. She did not fulfill the basic qualifications according to the case. And it was at the Supreme Court twice. I'm like, don't they have more important cases? They only worked 6 months. They're like the highest courts in the land. Don't they have more important cases than some whiny, entitled early millennial? I'm a millennial. I was born after MTV. I was born in the 80s. I am an 80s baby. But there are more cases, you know, even DNA testing. I know I went there. But there was a DNA test case in 2003. It was supposed to have went in 2003, but they didn't hear it. And it was also in Texas. The guy found out he wasn't the dad of three of his ex-wife's four kids, and he was spending like $2,200 a month in child support. And it's like, but I found out I wasn't their father. He wasn't even suspecting anything. It's just one of the kids was sick, and he got DNA testing because he wanted to, you know, in case the kid needed a transplant, noble. But the local court said, you can't tell the kids you're not the father, but you still have to pay for them because they were conceived during your marriage. Personally, he had evidence because he had his wife's journal, so there was the who she thought was the baby daddy in there. And I think he should have sued for fraud, but that's another topic another day. And the going back to Abby Fisher, she was not in the top 10% of her class. Again, she was in the top 12, but she wasn't. She didn't even have a high enough SAT score. Oh, well, I take that back. She did have a high, but her grade point out, she was supposed to have both parts. She spent 8 years doing this. And she went to another college. And I'm just like, but frankly, looking at this case, they could have gotten a better token. Yeah, I went there because, let's face it, that's what she was. She was a token. She wasn't even a credible token. At least if she had, like, let's say, graduated in top 5% of her high school class, you might have had a stronger case. 8 years of suing. They even told her. And here's the thing. The college even told her, it's like, hey, we're not going to let you in, but you can go to another school and come back. Most colleges do that, you know. Hey, you build up, you're learning how to be a college student, we'll give you another chance. No. I'm suing. Okay. And she did. Just like Miss Becky No Spaniel. And I'm like, I really would like for somebody to explain that to me, why people feel like suing for dumb reasons, because that's exactly what it is. In the Tracy Rosner, and you can look her up, in her case, and in the Fisher case. No. fact that Miss No Spaniel felt like Spanish is not a foreign language. It really isn't. We're New Mexico, second highest amount of, when you're going by the national census, it's the largest minority group. You're in Florida, so it's the majority. I mean, you have Puerto Ricans, you have Haitians, and Haitians do speak Spanish, even though it's a French land. Dominicans, you have Cubans. You have this cultural influence, and you're in a metropolitan, you're working in a metropolitan city. I don't even think they should have hired her. Really, she can't relate to the students. Just a mess. And I cannot believe three and a half more minutes on my show. So I did research this episode, and I'm thankful for the Guardian.com for the information, and you can look up the teacher. It was also in the Palm Beach Post and the Miami Herald. Just a hot mess case. And some of my fears, I mean, going back to the fear thing, I've had, it took me a while to get used to dark places. I like the dark because it's that unknown and it's very, very scary. I don't have a fear of cooking. I never had that fear. I do have a fear of frying because, you know, the whole grease popping, burning thing hurts. Perfectly rational because, let's face it, like the definition said, painful. It's been painful, but I will admit I do eat fried chicken. Okay, no racist jokes from my listeners, but it's the South. I live in the South. Everybody likes fried. Who doesn't like? Well, I've known some people who don't like chicken, but who doesn't like what? What person who doesn't like chicken doesn't like fried chicken? It's sort of like the concept of the square and the rectangle. I'm not sure if you guys remember your ninth year geometry class. Technically all squares are rectangles, but are squares. And the reason why is because a rectangle has at least two equal parallel lines and four 90-degree angles. Okay, I got the 90-degree mark. Irony is like humor. I was about to say 90 degrees for the square and the rectangle, so that's why. All squares are rectangles in geometry, but not all rectangles are squares. But, yeah. Never afraid of math. Actually, I think my math skills, even though I got higher grades for English, I think my math skills were better than my English skills. And my co-host is beginning to get restless because he did not have his evening walk. So I just want to say thank you guys for listening to this extended show. And I've got like 45 more seconds. Not sure what the next episode is going to be, so who knows? Maybe something else. I feel like giving my two cents for something else. Just please remember to vote. Make sure it's an informed decision. Otherwise, you know, you're letting the bratty child in the back seat drive, and you're supposed to be the driver, not it. Your rationale is supposed to be stronger. Now, and instincts are a whole nother, they are not fear. It's a whole nother thing, another part of the brain. So thank you for listening to Rambles. I'm Anita, and yeah.